It's a retailer team.
They want the whole creative team doing a Q&A with retailers for a book. It's going into FOC.
Somebody's fancy.
Yeah,
all
right. Yeah. Gonna be short today.
Super short.
You're super short.
Sometimes I feel like I'm short.
I'll be hopping on that in 30.
You are above average height, Frank, aren't you?
I think, well, no, I think I used to be average height, but by modern standards, I'm slightly short now.
What? Really?
Well, I'm 5'9", which like 5'8", 5'9", used to be average.
I thought you were taller than 5'9".
Uh-uh.
You seem taller.
Well, that's just...
You sound way taller.
That's just, you know, the way I carry myself. That's... You gotta stand tall, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, yeah. You have to walk tall.
Yeah, you have to walk hard. But, you know, I don't think that's average anymore, though. I think that's slightly on the short side.
So, people are taller?
I think so. I'm vaguely remembering reading something about this several years ago. About, like, average heights and stuff.
As a society, we decided 6 foot was normal. Like, that became the standard.
Because that's what I...
If you're not 6 feet, you're like, oh, you're short.
Everybody's measured in terms of Josh's standard.
Isn't 6 foot, like, heroic ideal?
Sure, but that became, like, normal.
Weird.
They started, like... It's like all clothes are based around taller people.
That's not true.
Well, no.
I can't find clothes.
Well, yeah, but you're not only tall, you're husky.
Thanks for calling me fat.
I didn't. I said husky.
I was talking about this the other day. I can always tell another fat person, well, because they're fat. But because they're always wearing the same comic book t-shirt from the Big and Tall place. But they only make one.
Is that a Captain America shirt?
They have like one Spider-Man and one Captain America shirt. They probably have a Venom now because that's...
Venom! Hey, guys!
I forgot. Why do I keep forgetting about shit I did? I forgot about Venom. Hi, y'all. I'm Venom.
It's that voice, especially with the new trailer now.
Oh, we have to do a new one.
Yeah, well, he's making breakfast.
Hello.
Hey, friends.
What was the weird word from the last trailer?
I don't remember.
Somebody pronounced a word weird. And everybody was making fun of that.
Oh, symbiote.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she made a big point of pronouncing it very staccato-y, too.
Symbiote.
It was the first time she had read that word.
For the new movie, they're doing one of those bullshit, like, draws a poster and you get $2,000.
Wow, I'm surprised they're still doing that crap.
And the poster said, depict a symbiote battle. And it says, no humans. You're not allowed to draw any humans on the poster. And I was like, there's still a human in there, isn't there?
That's what symbiote means.
Like, if there were humans in there, it'd just be a bio. She's like, what do they want?
Did you just kick that box?
Why did you kick that box? I'm trying to rearrange my leg. Oh, I'm angry.
Sean gets very emotional about these kinds of things.
Yeah.
It's Venom!
It is hard not to get emotional about Venom. America's sweetheart, Venom.
Hi, guys,
I'm Venom. Everybody loves Venom. The weird thing is that's true. I don't understand it.
Everybody loves Venom because they projected some gay stuff on it.
Really?
Yeah. That's the whole deal.
Stop acting like this is something everybody knows.
When that movie came out, everybody was so excited about it because they made it into a gay romance movie. And I was really excited to see that. And then I watched it and I was like, this isn't nearly as gay as I was.
I didn't get that at all from that.
This is the first I'm hearing about it.
I guess. my Twitter, that's all they fucking talk about when I came out.
Weird.
The median height for a human male is 5'8". Mean height is 5'6".
Huh.
That's probably why it's a discrepancy.
So I guess 5'8", I guess I am average, then, still.
Sure.
I am eminently average.
Mean. They call it a mean height.
It is a mean height, trust me.
So if you got an attitude, you should be 5'6".
Yep. So I guess 6 foot is still the heroic ideal, or is it 7 feet now?
Well, I'm obviously a hero, and I'm 6 foot five.
So. I always kind of more thought of you as a heel.
Oh,
I guess you could take a hero turn, you know.
No, you're right.
I mean, you know, not everybody can be Venom.
Like you're a Venom. Like you're a Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan is like 6 foot. Yeah.
Wait, so how tall are you?
6'5".
Oh, okay.
I may actually be a little shorter now. I have noticed I have gone down.
Well, stop slumping.
I don't slouch. I've never been a sloucher.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm done with my game. I was not paying attention to you.
What
level I'm on.
What level are you on? I don't know.
It's, what?
It's Homescapes, and if I had a PS5, I wouldn't be doing this shit.
Oh my god, you're in the Homescapes Gardenscapes thing?
Well, I didn't like Gardenscapes. I'm into Homescapes.
Wait, explain what Homescapes is?
It's basically...
You should just be playing Simon's Cat.
It's basically playing Candy Crush so that you can decorate a house.
That's lame.
I know it! Look! I know what I've become. I know. I want a PS5.
You're so desperate for a PS5, you'll play a lame game?
He's been playing this for like
one. I'm on level 997.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what that means, but that just makes it lamer.
It means I've played almost 1,000 levels of this game.
Right.
When did your PlayStation break?
Last year now.
Yeah. Like, last...
It was in the winter. It was in the fall, winter.
Yeah, you've been playing that since then.
I've been playing it for 6 months now. I started playing it around the time right after Ninja died.
So it's a coping mechanism?
Probably.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Hmm.
I had the weirdest guitar lesson with Marty Wilson Piper yesterday.
Oh, how'd that go?
Weird.
It was weird, I just told you.
Right, but details, come on. Tell me more.
I feel like... Well, I thought about it last night. I actually had a dream, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like, did I just get scammed by Marty Wilson? I was like, I need to start doing some internet research about Marty Wilson Piper and see if he's going around internet scamming people. But... And it says it on his website. He's not, it's not straight guitar. He's like a holistic guitar teacher.
Oh, he's the
doesn't really know.
Holistic guitar agency.
He doesn't know scales or chords or things like that, which is what I've been mainly doing.
Wait, he doesn't?
No.
Meaning he can play them, he just doesn't know what to call them.
Yes, exactly. He has been playing guitar for 50 years though. So.
Right. Practical experience.
Yes. But it's mostly, I can teach you how to play like me, is basically what his thing is.
Okay.
And with a focus on songwriting and an eventual recording of said songs.
Okay.
And that's why it perked my ears up. It's like, is he just trying to get me to record stuff with him so he can charge me for recording and things like that?
Hmm. Interesting.
Yes.
So, what did the lesson consist of?
This wasn't the lesson. That was the other weird part of it.
Okay.
He spent an hour talking to me because he wanted to assess what I was looking for in my guitar playing and where I was and stuff like that.
Well, that sounds thorough.
Yeah. I'm just saying this is it was just unusual.
Or is it
unusual?
So is there still a lesson to come, or was this the thing you paid for?
Have a lesson in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And he's going to start me out showing me his that wicked arpeggio kind of thing that he does.
All right. So what did you guys talk about?
A lot of everything. I was just basically not interviewing him, but I was just finding out all the stuff I wanted to know about. You know?
Like what gauge strings he uses?
I do know what gauge string he uses. He uses a very light gauge.
Okay.
I was correct in assuming that all the old church songs, any of the jingly jangly stuff was him.
All right.
He owns 50,000 records.
Wow. That's heavy, man.
It's all the same record. He has like a separate website for the records. It's like an archive situation that he's doing.
So it's like 50,000 copies of his own solo release.
No, it's not. By the way, he's got a lot more solo records than I remember him having.
Oh. I didn't actually know he had.
He's got like 15 of them.
Oh, no kidding?
Yeah. He's got as many as Steve does, for sure.
That's like as many as the church actually put out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Huh. That guy has a wealth of material, then.
Yeah. He's in a Swedish prog band.
Sweet.
He's in several bands.
Huh. So, it's safe to say he's pretty prolific.
He's very prolific. That's the whole thing with this, is that, I don't know, maybe he's just bored, that's why he does this.
Yeah, like, and he has time to give, like, personal guitar lessons?
Yeah, and watch a lot of football.
Wait, is that he's soccer? Really in,
yeah, soccer. He's really into the soccer.
Okay.
The whales versus the turkeys.
Yes.
You're assuming it's soccer,
right? Yeah. You've got to watch whales versus turkey. He's from Wales.
Like Jonah?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm Jonah. That's exactly what I meant.
Okay. Does he have any pets? Was there like a cat constantly getting in the way of the camera while he was talking to you?
I don't think he has a cat. He mentioned cat sitting once.
What in the hell kind of guitar lesson is this?
It was... Exactly! It was very intriguing and very interesting.
So, is he like your...
It's actually like getting a cameo that teaches you guitar a little bit.
Word up.
And I'm intrigued. I am looking forward to the next one. And possibly more after that, even.
So, do you feel like you were bonding? Is this a new friendship kind of thing?
I mean, that would be weird, wouldn't it?
Not necessarily. You got a likable face.
This is how he gets friends.
This is how he gets friends?
He literally has to have them... Wait, no, you're paying for it, so...
This is how Mike gets friends.
This is how I get friends. Speaking of which, this is how I get friends.
So he's still, based out of the UK?
No, he moved with his wife to Penzance.
Nice. Whoa, weird.
Yeah, he lives in Portugal with his wife, who is German.
Just odd.
Was not really interested in the whole Brexit thing, so they moved to Penzance.
Oh, I see. Okay. So, I'm trying to think of a good, like, Pirates of Penzance joke, but one's not a good
one. Anyway, it's very strange and weird, because it's kind of like, I mean, he wasn't like Eddie Van Halen to me, but he was a very big influence on me. I mean, I bought a 12-string guitar because of him when I was a kid.
Well, sure, yeah.
So, it is a very strange thing to just sit there and chat with somebody and him not charge you for it. You know, it's like...
You
didn't did I bring this up again in here? Because I told this to Julie. Speaking of Cameo, I predicted Cameo. I predicted it in a dream.
The band?
many years ago. It was when I was working at Devil's Due, and I had a dream that on my birthday, somebody had purchased this thing that didn't exist in my mind. I don't think it existed back then. But they said, "Hey, answer this phone call when it rings." And I answered it, and it said, "Hello, you are receiving a call from," and then it goes to that like that pre-recorded voice. Yeah, it says, "Robin Zander of Cheap Trick." And it says, and then it goes back to the actual voice and it says, "Sponsored by 24 on Fox." And then it goes, and then it clicks over to Robin Zander, and he could not be less interested. He's like, "So, what do you want to talk about?" And I just felt mortified. And that I was so mortified, I remember that dream to this day.
So, like, this is because at Devil's Due, around that time, through Target, you could have, like, Darth Vader call you. And I had Darth Vader call you.
Oh. That is, really? I don't remember that. I remember Robin Zander in a dream.
Yeah, we all started doing it. We all started, like, because it was, like, free or something.
I do not remember that.
He was like, "Darth Vader could call you from Target. And tell you that a happy holiday.
Can you come pick me up?"
"My mom forgot me at Target."
Hey, okay. Well,
so Target.
Sean Dubb inceptioned me into...
Target invented Cameo.
Target invented Cameo, and then Sean Dove Inception.
And so it was like Darth Vader, Kermit. It was like you could choose like a couple characters.
Darth Vader as Kermit.
But down to the detail that it was sponsored by Fox.
That's funny, though.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. Well, also the Target was sponsored by Fox.
No. No. Huh. How do you like that story?
Good story, bro.
There you go.
I'm pretty good at stories, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What was going on again?
Shut up.
Sorry, I was playing a game.
The game of life?
No, it's a cat farming game.
Cat farming?
Yep.
Are you really?
No, that sounds lame, Mike.
You've done lamer. Come on.
That actually sounds like an excellent pitch for a game, a mobile game. I think we could sell this.
Cat farming.
Guys, sorry. It was called the Target Wake Up Call. Iced Tea, Cheech Marin, Heidi Klum, and Darth Vader to call you.
All at the same time?
So weird. It was a pre-recorded message, and then just...
Yeah. That's what, yeah.
Hey, get the fuck up.
So what was the benefit Target was getting out of it, then? If it was free and... Were they just harvesting phone numbers?
They would call you and tell you to get the Target.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was like after Thanksgiving. It was like a Black Friday sale thing.
Okay. And, I mean, honestly, how would you know Heidi Klum? Like, her voice, you know? I mean, that could be anybody, right?
I'm assuming she... Oh, right. So you're saying you would recognize the voice and therefore...
Well, it's not like Heidi Klum's known for her voice. Right? I mean,
I could probably pick it out.
Whose voice?
Heidi Klum.
Yes, she's a very identifiable voice.
I mean, yeah. I know she's got like a bit of an accent, but I wouldn't be able to tell her from somebody else with a bit of an accent, I don't think.
You haven't watched enough Project Runway.
That's true. You have not, honestly.
Well, fair enough, yeah.
You need to say it for a while now.
You need to watch more.
Also, it's a phone call. I don't think she just launches into it without saying, "Hi, I'm Heidi Klum."
Yeah. I was going to say that.
Still, odd choice.
How's it going? You're like, who is this?
Oh man, that would be awesome if that's how
it went. She doesn't respond to the spirit floor.
It's like one of our conversations, Greg. It's like, what do you want?
And then you don't ever answer because you're busy playing a game about interior decorating?
Well, that's how my Robin Zander dream went. He was definitely not listening to me.
I actually wanted to not say that it's Heidi Klum, and then someone's wife picks up the phone. They're like, "Who's wishing you good morning?"
Heidi Klum, lady. Who do you think? Of course Heidi Klum's calling.
Why are they telling you to get to Target? Is that your meeting spot?
Well, they do have a eating area that's, you know, pretty cool.
Me and Heidi Klum have a standing date at Target in the snack bar.
The Target food court or whatever it was.
We get Frappuccinos.
Wait, all Targets don't have those, though, do they?
What, snack bars?
Yeah, or the food court or whatever that thing was.
Sure, yeah. There's some that don't, but most of them do.
But all of them have a Starbucks and a Pizza Hut inside.
Sorry, I'm still thinking. It's just goofy. Anyway. Oh, the aughts. They were so weird. A much more innocent time. Which actually kind of ties in. I have been binge watching How I Met Your Mother, which I'd never actually seen an episode of that before.
That's a weird one to watch these days.
It's.
Because it's so bad.
Yeah!
It's, well, here's the thing. I find it a really funny show with a lot of problems.
What's the problems?
It's transphobic, it's fat-shaming, it's slut-shaming, the way they approach women, it's very misogynistic, it's, like, there's all kinds of problems with that show.
It's the 2000s Friends.
Yeah, essentially. And it started in, like, 05 or 06 or something like that. So, I mean, you could say it was a different time, but even for the time, I think it was kind of over the top. And it's not like everything in the show is the problems I just mentioned, which is why I still like it, because I do think it's a funny show, and they do a lot of interesting stuff story-wise. And they frame things interestingly. Like, there was this one episode where they keep talking about things in the past, so it keeps getting tiered into flashbacks. But, like, the way they present it just is, like, in this weird order, so it's like, interesting, you know? Just stuff like that, and the way they tie in, they do a lot of things that tie in to the long game, where, like, stuff just comes up, like, the next season, and it's referring back to something that happened.
The fundamental mistake I have with shows like that is that the idea that it could be anybody else but someone who's in the cast already.
How do you mean?
I'm trying to sell you on somebody in, like, season 7, that this person's finally going to be your mother.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And that, like, you are going to care about that person being with this person at that point?
Yeah, it is a little weird, because you can't get invested in the relationships that are going on, because you're pretty much sure that that's not how it ends up anyway, like, kind of thing.
Yeah. And then they do that thing where they have two characters get together that you're like, oh, okay, I like these two people together. They have chemistry. And then they're like, no, that they're not going to be together.
Right.
They're going to be with these two other people.
But, yeah, I mean, it was like that. Like, Sarah Chalky was just on there. Chalky?
Yeah, like any of that stuff. It just doesn't... You can't... It has to be a shorter show. You can't long game that stuff on there. It doesn't work for me at all. Because it just... I don't give a fuck about whoever this person is on season 20.
I mean, but at the same time, I did like that they would have these relationships go longer and then come to their end versus other shows that will, like, have everything going, like, they meet someone, they, like, are dating them for, like, 2 episodes, everything's going awesome, and now we're all of a sudden going to throw an episode where something is going wrong with the relationship and that person's gone now.
Sure, I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm saying the idea that the show was going to ever be anyone besides someone else on the show being the mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is a, just a fundamental weird concept that they end up, spoilers, you know, kind of not going with.
Yeah, they definitely have their cake and eat it on that show.
I think, at least, I mean, yeah, I agree with what you're saying, but with this show, to me, even though it's about How I Met Your Mother, it's not really about that, it's more just about their friendships and shit.
Sure.
So, like, the end result doesn't even really matter. Because you're watching the journey. Say what?
The mother was the friends we made along the way.
Exactly, yes.
I just, in general, hate that thing that it happens on other shows, and I'm having a hard time.
Because it's lazy.
Yeah.
It's what you do when you run out of ideas.
It's like you don't know how to create conflict once two characters are together. You're like, oh, now it's just boring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do, though, because they'll do things like... Well, like where I've gotten to so far, where it turns out that Willow. What's her name? Lily. Okay, where you find out that Lily was actually responsible for breaking up Ted's, like, most of Ted's relationships. So, like, they create tension in other ways rather than the way you would expect it to in a will-they-won't-they kind of fashion, you know? Because, honestly, I get more annoyed by, like the moonlighting factor where, you know, you have, like, three seasons of will-they-won't-they and then they finally do and you don't care anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that...
I'm more upset that when they have two characters get together and then they're like, okay, they break up and now they start dating this other person who's part of the same group.
Yeah.
And try to act like that's a normal thing for you to be like, invested in.
That happens on so many
shows. And I mean, it's the Friends thing. Mm. They just all trade partners.
Yeah, that's so
like
weird.
7 seasons. And like, yeah, Friends end up dating Friends all the time in real life, but...
It happens so much that at a point you're like, is this a thing that people do?
Yeah.
Is this a normal thing?
And it does. Like, I have plenty of friends who got with other people.
But then still stay within the circle of friends?
Kinda, yeah.
I mean, in the later, maybe even the final season or second to last season, they do have a character call that out and be like, this is really problematic.
Oh, sure,
guys do this.
They can call it out, but they're still doing it as a show.
Yeah.
It's just the show being like, wow, we're amazing.
Well, I mean, considering in this show in particular, they live in New York City, but everybody leaves their doors unlocked and people just walk into each other's apartments. I'm not so worried about them interdating like that, because the whole thing's ridiculous. I mean, the show's absurd to begin with.
Like, if
this was supposed to be a real-life drama or something, yeah, I mean, that would bug me. But
I still get invested in character combos.
Okay.
Combo!
He's in it for the ships.
Yeah.
All right.
Into liking two people together who obviously have chemistry together, and then they're dating Barney, and you're like, why?
Well, right. I mean, why would you even be friends with Barney in the real world?
Because Barney's awesome.
Well, he says so, yeah. I mean, he's entertaining to watch, but he, like, that would be a nightmare to deal with in real life, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that's part of the thing I really like about the show is the cast works really well together.
It's, yeah. I mean, that's why it was on for so long. I mean,
there's one person that's good on that show.
Say what?
He made it a mystery.
What's that, Josh?
There's one person that's not good on that show.
Oh.
But he's not going to tell you.
Well, it's because it's the only one that Josh can recognize.
So.
we got to turn off our thing.
Okay. Are we done?
Just call back later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
And we're back.
And we're back.
What do you want?
I don't know. How was the conference call thing there, Addison?
We ended up canceling it because there was apparently another one scheduled at the same time with Amelia Clark.
Oh.
Can I get on that one?
Yeah. How do I get in on that one?
Oh.
Hey, Carl. What's up?
Hi, Carl. What's up, Carl?
I'm not the mother of dragons.
Well, that's true. You're not.
What's that?
But you do often run around naked in fires with lizards.
That has been a complaint around the studio.
But do you talk to dead people at Christmas time?
Huh.
Spoilers.
He's not answering that, though.
He did.
So, what else is new? I think when we left off, we were still talking about How I Met Your Mother, but, you know, I don't care if we don't keep talking about that.
Good.
Really, it's up to you.
Josh might kill you.
Really?
Josh might kill you.
He's got that strong a feeling about the show?
No. I just hate it.
I really just enjoyed it here and their ability to constantly just call back jokes and have them.
All right.
It's not Big Bang Theory bad.
Yeah. Yeah, the episodes I've seen of Big Bang Theory, I haven't really liked very much.
The Bang is what we like to call it.
Yeah?
Us fans of Big Bang Theory call it the bang.
Pam and I always, when we play a game, whenever we go to like a hotel or something, because Big Bang Theory is always on the TV at hotels. And we see how long can we watch it before one of us has to leave the room. I think our biggest record is 12 minutes. Usually it's closer to 3.
I think the different one of the differences I see between those two shows is that How I Met Your Mother actually seems like not as forced somehow. Even though it's equally ridiculous. It's like, did you ever watch like old Carol Burnett show episodes where like Harvey Korman and what's his name? The Mr. Tudball guy.
Carol Burnett?
No, his name. Anyway.
Tim Conway.
Yeah, like when they'd be interacting with each other and like Harvey Korman would just start cracking up at something Conway was doing, you know?
Oh, so you mean every skit?
Pretty much. But like it looked like it was, you know, and it came across as more natural like that. And that's kind of the impression I get from How I Met Your Mother. Because sometimes they actually seem like they're making each other laugh instead of just reading lines. But I've never really done a deep dive in Big Bang Theory and don't intend to because it just doesn't seem like it's that good a show. Sorry to Big Bang Theory fans. Or the Bang, as it were.
They call them bangers.
They call them bangers, man.
Huh. So, never mind. I was going to work a MASH joke in there.
This is Saturday for the Bang Party.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's how we do it, man.
Crazy. Are we not doing crazy anymore?
So what you're saying is you're on the bang bus?
Mm-hmm. That's what you take to the bang party.
Oh, okay. Bang bus forever.
Because if we're not, I just wish... I feel like we should all be on the same page.
Now we segue into Archer.
Ah, Archer. I haven't watched that show in a while. It's still on, right?
I've got like 4 seasons to catch up on.
Yeah,
I was like right when the time, I think I watched the first episode of the not time jump in its head, but you know, we go with the old timey.
I think they were in space last one I watched.
Are you sure you weren't watching Sharknado?
No. It could have been.
That was one of those weird shows where when I first saw the pilot, I hated that show. And I guess it was just like the time period when it hit me, because I mean I didn't watch it until like a couple seasons in and then I actually liked it, but
it took me a really long time to get used to Ben What's-His-Face's voice as Archer.
Really?
That visual and that voice just do not match up for me at all. It was extremely distracting for me. And then I kind of got it.
What's the guy with the glasses, like the sort of dumb sidekick? Group? Say that again?
Cyril, Lonely Island dude.
What? He's not part of Lonely Island.
Isn't he?
No, it's just Chris Parnell. Right?
Yeah.
He's part of SNL, but he's not part of Lonely Island.
Isn't Chris Parnell one of the guys from Lonely Island?
No.
No, he
was on one of the songs.
For the longest time, I didn't realize who was, or I didn't know who was actually voicing that character, and I kept thinking it was Dustin Hoffman.
Dustin Hoffman?
It's got a very Dustin Hoffman-esque sound to it.
He's very,
No.
Well, I guess.
To you, I say no.
Good day, sir. Well, I guess that ends the discussion on that.
Well, he sounds like. What's the father's name in Rick and Morty?
I should know this. Jerry.
The father is Chris Parnell.
That's not Dustin Hoffman?
No, it's Chris Parnell.
Oh.
Chris Parnell is also Jerry?
I think so.
Huh.
That's so funny.
What's funny?
I don't usually fall for that.
I'm kind of lost in the joke here.
When are you not lost?
Oh yeah, Purnell was he was the other guy on Lazy Sunday.
Oh no, please let that go on.
Well, he also is the interviewer in the Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Dummy head.
I mean, yeah, it was that season of, that was all the same season.
One of TMC are not in Paris. See what
That's funny.
I'm just saying, if you go to the...
Chris Parnell is from Memphis, like me.
You guys do have the same.
Is he a pamp like you?
What did you just say?
I said, is he a pamp like you?
A pamp? I don't think he's a pamp. He's from Germantown, which is the rich white person area of Memphis.
Oh. Wait, so are you not Dustin Hoffman?
Oh, God, I hate you. Everybody here hates Josh. Raise your hand.
You can't see it, but I'm got both of my hands up. Is Dustin Hoffman dead?
No.
Oh, okay.
What is wrong with you?
I'm asking a question. Why are you so
like a lot of people died recently?
Yeah, I mean, come on. We lost what's his name? Gavin McLeod.
McLeod.
BJ Thomas.
Pandemic.
BJ Thomas does that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Guess he ain't hooked on that. Oh, Jesus.
You got the wrong song, buddy. Disrespect.
No, I got interrupted by the crankbot. I don't think you could hear that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was the crankbot that I inserted last week.
Oh, really?
It was still in there, yeah. Sorry, I don't think you could hear that. But anyway, like I said, I don't think he's hooked on that feeling anymore.
That was BJ Thomas?
Yeah.
Hmm.
As well as raindrops falling on my head.
Hmm. Interesting.
Despite having the greatest hits by him, I can't name another song. Yeah, I can't think of anything. What else did he do? I know he had more hits than that. Apparently he had a hit called Hey Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong Song?
Oh yeah. I've heard that.
I don't remember that one by the title.
Hey, won't you play another Somebody's Done Somebody Wrong Song?
Oh yeah, that one. Sing it again, Mike.
No.
Come on. Oh, all right. Anywho. But yeah. It's like we're at that age now where the people that we grew up listening to or watching on TV or whatever are all dropping like flies.
Gross.
Or put it in the current parlance, they're dropping like cicadas. But
where are all these cicadas?
Crank's obsessed with the cicadas.
Where are they? Well,
they're in his basement.
We're not getting.
We might get them in September or something.
They
leftover
cicadas. I don't want their sloppy seconds of cicadas.
Cicadas. They're all over the fucking place right now here. I have to avoid them when I go out on the porch to have a smoke. They like to fly and land on you.
Have you seen any cats?
Yes, they like to fly and land on you too.
Ah.
It's all fur and claws, man. Yeah.
We don't get 17-year cicadas until 2024.
Oh, really? Which brood is that, then?
Which brood?
Yeah, there's like 13, 14, 15 broods or something like that.
Next 2021, they'll be in some eastern Illinois places, but not Chicago. The Great Eastern Brood.
Well, that makes sense, then. That's probably why I don't remember seeing them in 2004 when I lived there, because... I always just thought it was because there were fewer trees, but I mean that makes sense because there's cemeteries and parks and stuff.
Wait, what did you say?
Which part?
You never understood what?
Oh, I assumed it was because there are fewer trees in the city, but I mean there's still like parks and cemeteries and stuff. You know where there's.
I think Chicago Central, like city of Chicago. We don't get them as much because we probably have higher turnover of buildings.
Yeah, that too. Stuff gets dug
in. Because I remember the last time I hit here, it was all in the burbs. Like, you'd go into the burbs and it was just, like, jam-packed. Like, cicada shells everywhere.
They,
But I always imagine that it's just... There's just too many new properties going in and stuff getting torn out and new things being put in.
Well, and they... In their time underground, they hang out around tree roots and shit, and they, like, yeah. Apparently suck the moisture and, I guess, sap or whatever from the tree roots. So, I mean, they have to have a place like that to be, you know?
I mean, there's a lot of trees.
I sat there and watched a bird eating one on my front porch yesterday.
Okay.
They don't like wings. They tear off the wings and then eat the rest of the bug.
Yeah.
So, like, there's wings. Like, wings just littering my front porch right now. And I've seen a really oddly high number of just headless cicadas. And I don't know what that's all about, because why would you just eat the head and nothing else?
Those are haunted cicadas.
Maybe. There is something that's called a zombie cicada. Which, they get infected by that fungus thing that, like, eats out their abdomen and then causes them to act like females to attract other males so that those males can get infected and then do the same thing. It's kind of like in,
Last of Us?
Yeah. It's kind of like that, but with cicadas.
Yeah.
Because I guess they, by leaving the head intact, they leave the neural functions going so that they can still make noise and fly around and stuff.
After Planet Earth came out, everyone was like, what is this thing? So they did the whole feature of the one that would take over the ants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it actually, like, in those cases, you could see growth on the heads and stuff, I think, right?
Yeah.
That's what the shit in Last of Us is based on, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't remember what... It's some sort of fungus, but I don't remember what it's called.
Insects.
But yeah, so... Oh, and apparently there's a variation. Like, most of these cicadas have red eyes, but they're like 1 in 1,000,000 or something like that. 1 in 1,000 have blue eyes instead. Somebody locally just found one and sent pictures into the local news. And as things like that happen, there's like a hoax rumor thing that if you find one, like somebody will pay you $1,000 for it or something like that.
Yeah, the golden ticket.
But it's not true.
It is true.
It's not true, Mike.
I'm offering it.
Are you really? Are you going on record as saying you're offering $1,000 for a blue-eyed cicada?
Mm-hmm.
Because that seems really weird.
Find Mike and give him a blue-eyed cicada. The key is that you have to find me first.
You'll never find me.
Uh-huh.
It'll be a little change if you need it somewhere.
Another fun fact, apparently cicadas are related to shellfish, like lobsters and shrimp.
No shit.
So if you have a shellfish...
The seafood is just known as sea bugs anyway. I've been saying that.
I say the same thing. But apparently a state health agency had a... issue a warning saying that if you have a shellfish allergy, you shouldn't eat cicadas.
Well, who's eating cicadas?
Some people do. They're supposed to be high in nutrition.
17 years. Oh yeah.
And on that note, my parents, one of my parents' dogs, actually both of them now, both got sick because they've been eating too many cicadas. So, watch your cicada intake, is I think the moral of the story.
Probably pretty good advice.
Anyway. Call me Johnny Cicada.
We will now. Wait a minute, John Cicada?
John Cicada.
Exactly.
I don't know the words to it.
Sing it again, Mike.
No! Stop it! Stop making fun of my beautiful singing voice.
I'm asking you to do it again. I'm not making fun of it.
I'm here.
And I don't know, you know, I mean, I guess if you eat shrimp and lobster and stuff anyway, there's no real reason why you wouldn't eat cicadas, is there?
Do you think they taste similar?
I don't know. I have no idea. They're supposed to be acidy, like, or acidic, rather.
Acidic?
So I don't know, maybe they have, like, a citrus taste to them or something?
You don't have to squeeze some lime on them.
Is it just from, like, being under ground or something?
I don't really know.
Just ask.
I don't know.
Timothy Leary.
Whoa. We're gonna put the cicada in the coconut.
Doesn't the place? I mean, maybe they don't have cicadas, but maybe right now they do. The place up the Ravenswood from us, Rojo Guisano, does
turkey. Right.
They have a few different bug tacos.
What?
Yeah, you can do.
Well, I don't like this one, but...
I mean, people roast, like, crickets and ants and stuff and eat them, right? Grasshoppers and stuff.
What about grasshoppers?
People eat them.
No.
Like, I think I remember reading at some point, I don't remember where it was in the world, but there are people that actually roast stink bugs and eat them.
Stink bugs?
Yeah.
This Atlantic article is saying the best way to eat a cicada is to use an air fryer.
Oh. I believe that.
I guess make some extra crispy? You don't want to stick them in the microwave, I'll tell you that.
Oh, they call them nature's gushers.
I don't want to hear anything described as nature's gushers.
Except for the candy gushers? That doesn't really make it sound appealing.
Oh, you got Old Bay season.
Mm-hmm, of course. Of course.
Does it say what they taste like?
It says with the Old Bay, it says like earthy popcorn. A little bit of a roasted chickpea flavor.
Huh. I like chickpeas.
Other people say they taste kind of like shrimp a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well.
Some people say sort of asparagus-y, which would be earthy.
Do they recommend taking the wings off, or do you eat them with the wings?
What's that?
Does it recommend taking the wings off, or do you eat them whole?
I didn't get to the details.
And, like, is it like fish, where you chop the head off? Or do you just eat the body?
I don't know. No, this looks like they have wings on in the photo.
You probably just digest them a little better than birds.
Oh, yeah, everything's on there.
Okay. That really doesn't sound good, but... I mean, that's more of an aesthetic thing, you know? I mean, as long as they don't hurt you, and they're nutritious, like, it's fine.
Okay. Oven roasted has a more of a shrimpy. Oh, this is... I don't like this. Definitely. Yeah, don't do the oven roasted.
If that's the gusher version. Now you want to get, you kind of want to sap them of their moisture.
Yeah, you got to properly dry up the squish.
Yeah, their guts are like this weird milky white color. It's pretty gross. Really. So, aren't you glad you ate lunch already?
Yeah.
I mean, just think if you had to look forward to lunch after this conversation. Or maybe this is making you hungry. I don't know. It's a weird, weird world. So, anyway, moving on. Tell me something good.
No. You tell me something good. Tell me about that.
Okay. Let's see.
Ice cream.
Ice cream?
It's good.
Ice cream is good. I like butter pecan. I was never a fan of Neapolitan, though.
I don't like, what do you call it? Strawberries. It's ice cream, so I don't want that mixing.
Well, exactly. I'd always wind up wasting one third of it, because I wouldn't eat the strawberry.
Yeah.
So. What about, astronaut ice cream?
Oh, yeah.
Up in Dayton, we have an Air Force museum, and they always sold astronaut ice cream in the gift shop there. So whenever I'd go as a kid, I'd have to get a packet of it.
And I don't have a 17-year cicada.
Say again.
Does Ben and Jerry's have a 17-year cicada one?
Oh, I don't know.
We probably have Chunky Brudex. Better name. Brudette. Chunky Brudette. That's not bad.
Brudex. I'm not knowledgeable of the names of these things.
And just for the record, the X is actually the Roman numeral 10. So it's Brood 10. But Brudex sounds cooler.
Oh, Apple argument over this.
Like Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
What's the singer? What was Cicada?
John Cicada.
Cicada. That's what the flavor would be.
John Cicada?
I'm trying to think of what they would do. He's something like that. He's a little bit out of the public consciousness, I think, at this
yeah,
point.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm just trying to think of what the funny flavor would be.
But he was a 2-time Grammy Award winner, and he sold 15 million records.
Yeah.
But
how easy the world forgets, huh?
Apparently.
I just don't know.
Oh,
Cherry Garcia is either.
He's only 59 too.
Your deadheads and John Cena fans.
It's true.
Was that Cherry Garcia?
You bitch!
Why did they say Cherry Garcia?
Kill him! Kill him now! This is a long time coming.
I'm gonna fucking Kool-Aid man you. Just bursting into me.
Oh yeah.
Do we also have our hands up if we hate Josh?
Wait, is Kool-Aid Man and Macho Man Randy Savage the same person?
I want to...
No.
...gusher you.
They both have the same oh yeah.
One's saying oh yeah, one's saying oh yeah.
Oh yeah!
I think... I might be wrong, but I think Kool-Aid Man... I think Kool-Aid Man predates Macho Man Randy Savage.
What'd you just say?
I said I think Kool-Aid Man predates Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yes, absolutely.
They both said snap into it.
Snap into a Kool-Aid.
Snap into a Kool-Aid man. Wait, what?
Both were streamers from their arms for no reason?
No! This is not true at all.
That's not even Macho Man. That's you're thinking Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, you're right. That is Ultimate Warrior.
Or Dingo Kid, if you prefer.
Shit. They both carry around a 2x4.
Well, that was Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Come on, man. Get your 80s wrestling straight.
Trying to carry around a hacksaw, and they're just like, no. Well, all right, I guess I'll carry on this thing I cut with the hacksaw. What do you think about that?
Hey, you guys have a fold-out card table type thing there, right? Like a fold-out table?
Yes, we do.
Okay, can you do me a favor and slam Josh into that?
We want to.
Just sort of drop him, you know?
Next four-star holiday party, Greg. You come, we'll do it for you.
Oh, yeah!
Four-star cage match, baby!
No one leaves alive.
Everyone comes, we lock the door.
Yeah, I'm having scary thoughts of that right now.
Every wall.
What did you just say?
Building a cage, it covers every wall.
Oh my god.
Do not let Sean distract you from the facts. But no, in 1998, The Undertaker threw mankind off of Hell in a Cell and pulled in 16 feet to an announcer's table.
We'll do like a... The cage probably goes up to that first cross, the crossbeam height, so that you can still crawl out of the top.
Somebody would die.
Oh, look, the ladder's just sitting there. Waiting for us.
You know, this sounds like a good plan.
No, it doesn't.
You can stream it and make a pay-per-view.
Jake Paul versus Four Star.
Now I'm starting.
And I mean, we could set up a whole website with it, and you know, give you guys all costumes and character names and stuff. Did I mention I'm not actually going to be there physically, right?
That's the only reason we're going to do it.
I'll be there in spirit.
No, we're not doing it unless you show up.
Well, then let us do it on the Gizmo Flex.
There you go. See?
Hey, Joel, can you have me and my buddies fight?
Sounds reasonable.
Bumble 2021.
I really don't see... I really don't see any downsides to this plan.
I don't think you're looking hard enough.
Nah, man. It's all upsides. I mean, you know. And you kind of pretty much have to do pay-per-view because you got to afford all the cage materials. You don't want to just, like, you know, make that a sunk cost kind of thing or whatever.
Yeah. Well, the full known fact, WWE actually makes very little on their pay-per-view. They spend so much on cages.
Yeah. Cages don't build themselves, man.
I think there'd be more profit there, but they just haven't really...
They were hoping to make it up in volume.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, there you go.
I feel like that's something that Vince McMahon has told wrestlers before. When they're not getting the money they owed.
You're probably not far off.
The fuck?
Because, by all accounts, that dude's not a straight dealer.
No. It's the reason he's a friend of Trump.
Boo. Anyway. sorry. Oh, yeah, I was just remembering. I remember in the 80s, there was a local pizza place that made a cicada pizza. Sorry, I just wanted to inject that back into the conversation.
How are we still talking about cicadas?
Because I forgot to talk about it before.
There was not. He's making...
We only had this year to talk about them.
Yeah.
I mean...
I didn't know you guys liked them so much.
I mean, it is a wonder of nature, you know?
An easy thing to like.
Wow.
I mean, these are big, ugly, scary-looking bugs that are completely harmless. So, like, they're good to talk about and look at. Because you know they won't do anything to you. Except be really annoying.
Do I know that?
Well, you do now. I just told you. All they are is really annoying. So, anyway. What do you want to talk about next, Mike?
The dome?
Sure. You got something, right?
No. Okay. Told you all my interesting news.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'm reading a book on American modernism and graphic design from 1920 to 1960.
I'm not.
And it's pretty interesting so far.
Is it?
Yeah. Just talks about the modernist movement and how it's got roots in like European stuff, like the Bauhaus and the Still movement and stuff like that.
Hey Frank, where do sheep live?
Pardon?
Where do sheep live?
I can't parse that sentence.
Where do
they? He's asked you, where do sheep live?
Oh, in the Bauhaus?
Yeah. Got it.
Right there, you say the Bauhaus.
Think outside the Bauhaus.
He beat you. He made it more annoying.
It really is a gift.
You can't defeat him, is what I'm saying.
Josh? Oh, Josh is just the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah.
He makes Crank seem like...
reasonable?
Yes.
I am eminently reasonable. Reasonable, Mike.
I don't know.
It is the world that is mad.
You have super dad joke powers that really make me want to murder you sometimes.
Oh, you say the nicest things.
Listen.
Gosh. Golly. So, I don't know. Whatever. We got an email?
Look.
I'm going to play a selection of John Cicada songs for you. Oh, his real name's Juan.
Juan Cicada?
Yeah, it's actually Juan Francisco Cicada Ramirez.
Ramirez.
John Juan Cicada.
Gmail.
I wonder if he's ever like had to worry about losing his head.
You crazy Spaniard.
Yeah.
No emails.
Okay.
Except for this one from John Cicada. Like, thank you for talking about me.
Make me relevant.
You brought me back into the public conscious. I exist again.
You are welcome, John Cicada. Or
it's our pleasure, John Cicada.
Juan Cicada.
Juan Francisco Ramirez Cicada.
Juan John.
Juan John.
Exactly.
One ton of mayo.
What? A ton of mayo?
One ton of mayo.
One ton of mayo.
I need a one pound of mayo.
Never get a son of
mayo. I need a one
ton of mayo.
One ton tomato. I need a one ton tomato. You've never heard that before? I didn't even make that up.
Okay. I don't understand mayonnaise. I can't stand it, but there's nothing in it I don't like separately.
Do you have a thing about emulsions? Just generally?
Dolphins.
Dolphins. Did it again!
That one was funny, actually. I like that one.
Oh. Sorry, what was your question?
I like it because he's the only one that can do it to Josh.
I am not doing it to Josh.
Emulsions. Do you have a problem with emulsions, generally?
Oh, well, see.
Problem with emoluments.
I would think that it was a texture thing.
Emoluments plus.
But I don't mind pudding, so. Maybe it's just.
What about meringue?
Well, you know, I've never been much of a meringue guy.
Earth meringue's dark places.
Although, you know, a good lemon meringue pie, I can deal with it.
Maybe you just need to eat curds with your mayonnaise. You'll be fine.
Well, and I do like cottage cheese.
It's grosser than the cicada shit.
What, mayonnaise? Mayonnaise is pretty gross, dude.
Nah, you kind of need it. It's a complimenter. It doesn't, you don't eat it on its own, obviously.
Well, no, it's a condiment. I mean, you know, unless you're just...
Well, not like you've got a hollandaise sauce.
Mmm.
Kind of like the anti-mayonnaise.
Hollandaise.
Anti-mayonnaise?
Yeah, it's just the yolks instead of
hollandaise. Oh, no, he's created the anti-mayonnaise.
He's created anti-mayonnaise.
The anti-mayo formula.
You've got to make sure when you're setting out the picnic table, you've got to...
It's a hollandaise.
You guys can't hear me anymore.
Those are funny.
I don't know if it was funny.
Yeah, so when you're setting out the picnic table, you have to be very, very careful to keep the mayonnaise and anti-mayonnaise separated or disaster ensues.
Mm-hmm. Or dark side shows up.
Anti-mayonnaise equation.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those weird things, man. It's like, I don't mind the taste of pickles, but I can't eat an actual pickle.
I don't like pickles. The thing is, I remember liking them at one point, so I don't know what changed.
My problem is I like pickled things, but I hate pickles. Cucumbers, like a cucumber pickle. Except Asian pickles are good.
Fucking yeah.
But American ones are too. I hate them.
So all flavors of pickle, like dill, bread and butter,
yeah, like what's considered an American, like a pickle in America. Pickles in America. Well, it's like the dill and garlic pickle, don't get me wrong, I love it. But I like the vinegar and rice wine pickle.
I like bread and butter pickles on my burgers.
Or like a saffron pickled cauliflower.
What is a bread and butter pickle?
What the
you
fuck
guys,
is happening?
I'm the one from California.
Owen and Engine has like the best like they, does that place even exist anymore?
Yes.
Is it still around?
It is.
Is it still open?
Yes. Wow. But like if they give you the option of like their side of pickled vegetables, go for it. It's just like a little cup of real pickled things, but they are amazing.
Motherfuckers better go for it.
What all do they pickle?
So good.
Squirrels?
Pickled squirrels?
Yeah, I don't get it. We must have, like, at some point you must have just had too many fucking cucumbers, right?
Cucumbers.
Yeah.
Cucumbers themselves are a good vehicle because they don't have a ton of flavor themselves.
Ugh. Yeah, they do. Man.
And now that I think about it, those are really small cucumbers, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's that? Japanese cucumber.
Yeah.
So what's different from a Japanese cucumber pickle or an Asian cucumber pickle than an American? Like, what makes it different?
Okay. What they pickle it in.
Oh, okay. What do they pickle eggs in? Is that just vinegar?
No, it's vinegar and beets and sugar.
Is paprika involved in there anywhere?
Yeah, but it's you technically are pickling beets and then you throw some eggs in with it.
So that's why it has that pink color, that characteristic pink color.
Right. And then you sprinkle some paprika, you mix the yolks and sprinkle paprika on it to make the devil.
Oh, okay.
And you get deviled eggs.
So deviled eggs are pickled eggs, not just boiled eggs?
No, deviled eggs are taking the yolks, whipping them, and putting paprika on
them. Oh, okay.
That can be, and then the egg itself could be pickled or not pickled. It's kind of a separate thing.
Dealer's choice. All right, then. This is Eve.
We got learned pretty hard in this last part of the show.
It's the 4-star culinary review.
Yeah, you guys that were expecting... I don't know what the fuck you guys are expecting.
The pickle pod.
Pickle pod.
Is Batman Fortnite a crossover with the game Fortnite?
No.
No.
Just happens at the same name.
Yeah.
Oh, why did they call it
that crossover for K Knight.
Yeah. That's the.
So it is a crossover with Fortnite.
And it explains, it is a weirdly a detailed explainer of the Fortnite lore somehow in the Batman
comic. Huh. It just seems like a really weird crossover.
Well, not if you like money.
It's actually not at all, because Fortnite has crossed over with everything.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Sean, you still winning at Fortnite?
No.
Oh.
I do okay.
He wins okay. I mean, he's, it's, you can definitely see the progress from this time last year.
The level 2 years ago. The, difficulty cap has raised so high. Everyone's just so good.
Huh. Time to move on to a new game.
I think he's ready to hunt people for sport.
Oh, the most dangerous game.
Yeah, I think he's ready. I think he's trained.
I just can't find a person to let me do it.
See?
I'm sure Mike will help you.
I will help. This is a subject near and dear to me.
Yeah. He always wanted to play Gene Hackman. So, do you remember a video game called Deus Ex?
Yeah, I played it, the last one, but I never finished it.
What are the newer ones like? I really love that first, the very first
one. The newer ones are like, it's a very limited scope, kind of like Mass Effect in the way that controls are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it still all like, you know, drenched in conspiracy theory and stuff?
Yeah, there's a lot of that, but I don't really. That's the thing that actually I didn't play it, keep playing it, because I didn't really care for the story.
Oh. What was I? There are still people that make, what do you want to say, like, improvement updates for the first version of the game?
Mm-hmm.
Like, new, I guess, well, I saw one project that was all about making, like, new levels in the same universe and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would have to install the original game and then run this other thing alongside it, and so you could access these other things to it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are still people that are improving, like, the textures and the graphics and stuff like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of makes me want to go back and replay it again, because that was a weird and fun game for when it came out.
I mean, I played the first one on this, like, old Mac that I had.
Yeah.
When I tried to play online, it ran at, like, the slowest speeds possible.
Oh. Yeah, I don't even know. I think Good Old Games, or Grand Old Games, whatever that company is, GOG, I think they sell one that's compatible with, like, modern systems. But that's just weird. It's a game with a really, like, long shelf life, I guess. People still like it. Anywho.
One ton of mayo.
I need a one ton of mayo. For my one ton tomato.
Okay. Sounds cool.
No, man, you're making the biggest club sandwich ever.
Yeah.
You didn't say anything about chicken.
I didn't, because I hadn't got to that part yet.
So how big would the chicken be if you're using one ton of mayo and one ton tomatoes?
No comment. No comment.
I mean, that would be like a, what?
I don't want to tell you.
20-ton chicken?
You might know my secrets.
Your food truck secrets? Mike's giant food truck. Takes up a city block. Anyway. So, I'm looking through the list of what came out this week. Anybody got anything they want to shout out?
Barbaric number one goes to FOC on Monday, so.
Cool. Who's that out
from? Job that you'd like him to order it for you.
What publisher?
Vault Comics.
Vault. Barbaric. FOC Monday. Monday. Yeah. Monday.
By Mike Marisi, art by the awesome Nathan Gooden, who is just like
exploding into things.
Did you say he's a good one?
Huh?
Would you say he's a good one?
He's a good one.
He's a good one.
Yeah. His art style is fantastic, and I feel like, came out of nowhere.
Cool. Barbaric number one, FOC Monday.
Yeah. Got talking axes.
I don't know if it's good or who worked on it, but Spy Hunter first Cape Boy came out.
Oh.
Like, you mean the video games?
Yeah.
Weird.
It's versus Paperboy?
Oh, no, I guess they're working together.
None of us worked on this. He's just really interested in this.
I just think it's hilarious that they exist, and they release all six issues at the same time.
That's a good sign.
Who put that out?
DC.
No kidding. So, are those... Wait, who owns DC now? That's still Warner Brothers, right?
For the time being.
Or is it Time Warner Media?
Yeah.
I guess it's hard to keep this stuff straight now these days. So does that mean those video games were properties of those? Weren't those Activision games?
I don't know.
I can't remember either. Well, we live in a world where that exists, so. That's pretty cool. I don't really know much about this except that it sounds interesting, but the first issue of Nice House on the Lake came out this week. It has nothing to do with us, I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah, cool cover.
Yeah.
It's a neat title. I don't know anything about it, and I'm interested. But.
Well, Jordy Blair is coloring it, James Tinian, or is it Tinian? Probably Tinian, right? Is writing it, and Alvaro Martinez Bueno? I think is on the art. So. It looks cool. And, still scrolling, sorry. Rick and Morty Ever After Volume 1, the trade paperback's in stores this week. Rick's new hat is in stores this week. And the T-Dragon Tapestry hardcover, which I think I lettered. I lettered a couple of the T-Dragon things. But that's by Katie O'Neill. It's a really pretty book.
Is it tough to get the likeness of Chris Parnell writing that?
Table slam.
Table slam!
Look
what you've done to Crank.
German
violence.
Grah. I feel like I kill a joke.
Bane. Ah. Ah, God. So yeah, that's all I see in the things that were out this week. I mean, I'm sure there's other interesting stuff in there, but. And we could, we could talk about Betty Page and the Curse of the Banshee. Which has. Jesus Christ, the entire alphabet of covers. Dynamite, man. They don't pull punches. And, anyway, so, guess that's it for this week, unless somebody's got final words. Thoughts? Feelings? Wishes for the future? Mike, are you interior designing again?
I am, but not with the game. I'm coloring inside the satellite of love.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. Did I mention that this was week 817? I don't know if I ever did.
No, I don't think you did.
Well, I just did then. Let's see, you can reach Mike at iheatmike.com. You can go read Battlepug at battlepug.com. I think everybody in the room's either or on Twitter or Instagram. And, yeah, so have a good weekend and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.